Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
One of the most blessed privileges of the sons of God is to be able to meet together with their brothers and sisters in Christ. What could be more delightful for the sons of God than gathering together with those of like faith to praise their blessed Redeemer, to learn His Word, and to be encouraged and built up in the most holy faith? The things that we value most are the things which occupy our thoughts and our time. We set our priorities in life based on those values. God's children are not under any obligation to go to any meetings, but we do have a responsibility to our brethren. We must consider our brothers and sisters in Christ so that we may encourage them to walk in faith, hope, and love. Our flesh tells us to consider ourselves and what we want rather than what is best for our brethren. The assembling of ourselves together gives us the opportunity to minister to the needs of our brothers and sisters. When we neglect it or value the desires of our flesh more than that responsibility, then we miss that opportunity and we do a disservice to them. What are some of the tactics and excuses which the flesh uses to bring us into captivity by neglecting the assembling of ourselves together? It tells us our bodies are too old, sick, tired to assemble. There is no controversy that our flesh is weak. The Lord said it was. When a sickness is not unto death, there is no better place for the sick to be than gathered together with those who are praying for the sick. Sleep is a necessity, but the overindulgence of it can destroy us. Well, we have other important things to attend to. What can be more important than ministering to our brethren? And thirdly, well, we have to spend quality time with our families. The flesh will tell us to neglect the assembly in order to indulge our children in their activities. Brethren, pray one for the other. And don't neglect the main opportunity you have to encourage and help your brothers and sisters in the way. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together.
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.